Welcome to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky with Alan Stein and Skip Elliott. Brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime.
Welcome to Local Matters, a local radio program produced by LM Communications, talking about everything in Central Kentucky. We're going to start this series off with Central Kentucky real estate. I'm here with my co-host Alan Stein and LBAR's John Groft. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Alan, how about you?
I could not be better, Skip. Thanks for asking.
There you go. This is a good question to start things off. Real estate in Central Kentucky, there's a lot of things that move and shake Central Kentucky real estate that maybe normal people don't know about.
Well, you're right about that. That's why I think it's very fitting that we've started off with real estate as our first series in our podcast organization here. So, John, I'd like to ask you the first question. You know, why is it that we should, any of us should be interested in the Lexington market, real estate, and why would it be impactful?
You know, that's a great question to start off with. I think that, you know, just in housing market general, there's a lot of things that people look at when they're purchasing a home, and a lot of times we just need to educate the consumer and let them know what factors there are. One of the things that is a big impact is economic development. You know, that impacts housing, and some people don't think about that. Things that are getting produced, or things that are being companies that are coming into the area, they actually drive our local housing market because they're bringing consumers into the area to purchase homes. One of the challenges that we have currently in the local market is just inventory levels. And, you know, that's causing a lot of people to make quicker decisions. They have to make sure they have their ducks in a row in regards to talking to a loan officer, getting those things there. But, you know, just in the Lexington market itself, the whole quality of life and the economic development has a big impact on housing market.
So is it a good housing market right now?
You know, it's a great housing market if you're a seller. Right now, inventory is really low, which is driving housing prices up. So sellers are really happy currently in the market. Buyers are a little frustrated because there's just not enough inventory to pick from there. So I think they have to be wise and ready and make sure they're working with their professional agent to make sure they have all the tools ready to make a decision on a home purchase. But around our surrounding area in Central Kentucky, inventory is our biggest challenge right now.
And so what do we do about that?
Well, we're hoping with a few factors in 2018, we've seen some reports that come out. We're hoping that the new construction market is actually looks like it's going to be picking up. We've seen new construction starts actually up in the last few months, which hopefully will open up the dam. And when it opens up, we'll have the people that are purchasing new homes, getting people to sell their homes that's currently not on the market. And then that kind of just does a domino effect and it impacts the market that way.
You know, our listening audience is more than just here in downtown Lexington. And I know the Board of Realtors that you represent as president is a much larger organization than just Lexington, too. Can you expound a little bit upon that?
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. Actually, our organization is about 3,200 members. Our realtors actually cover 22 counties in Central Kentucky. So we have the ability to impact a lot of small communities, as well as some of the larger cities that are in that area there. We also impact commercial business. We also impact multi-housing. So when you get single-family, commercial, multi-housing, we have a broad spectrum of places that we cover.
Well, that, you know, what's really interesting to me is how often a realtor is involved in economic development. But we talk about that. Those of us who are in the commerce of Central Kentucky, we talk about it. But can you give us an idea of how that chain really works? Why is it a piece of the economic development package that we have here in Central Kentucky?
Well, I think it's very important. I think that you have to look at it that way. We're very fortunate. We sit on a few boards that actually are involved with some economic developments. We actually, in part of my position, I actually get to go on a Commerce Lexington visit where we go to other places to look at what they're doing to make their communities viable. The thing that's important, I think, for us when we look at the Lexington and surrounding counties and Central Kentucky housing market is the whole quality of life and what things we have to offer brings a lot of people into our area. And what happens on economic development is we're also out there and our leaders that are local are trying to attract other businesses to come to this area. And when we have companies that are looking at what the things that Lexington and the surrounding places offer, that impacts our housing. And right now what happens is it's kind of a two-edged sword. We wanted to get all these new companies in our area. They're going to be purchasing homes. So we want to make sure we have the quality of life, the inventory levels that we have for that, so that we can attract great companies to come here. But then also we want to make sure we have the inventory levels to where those people can purchase homes and stay in this area, because we have so many things to offer in Central Kentucky.
You talked, we're speaking with the Lexington Board of Realtors, President John Groff, and you mentioned that you guys go on excursions to places like Austin and places like that. What do you bring back from there? How they can change and how they can accentuate the area?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I was able to go on the trip last year to St. Paul, Minneapolis, and that is a fascinating city. Their infrastructure is extremely important to their way of doing business and how people actually live and commute on a daily basis. It was unique. They have a train system that runs from St. Paul all the way out through Minneapolis out to the Mall of America. And when we rode it on it for the tour, it was amazing to see the demographics, the folks that are on there. You had families with their kids dropping them off to school. You had people with their luggage that was going to the airport. And that whole transit thing was the bloodline for that community there. What we also saw was the economic development, and within downtown they're able to take old buildings in these warehouses and go in and create housing on the upper levels, but also on the first floor was all their different kind of offices, and they had cleaners and banks and restaurants and things like that. So when people came and lived in those units, they actually had everything they needed to live their life at. And so it's those things like that we're able to bring back to Lexington and talk with the leaders in this area and see what those types of things can do to help our quality of life, our infrastructure, and how we can impact not only the housing industry, but how we can also attract other businesses to come to our area.
So translate that to Lexington. What can we do? How can we make that happen here?
Well, we've seen that in the past few years recently, there's been a great increase in downtown development. So when a lot of people, 10, 15 years ago, when there was the mega house where people were going out and they wanted the 10, 20 acres with the big house, we kind of went through that phase, and all of a sudden we saw that was decreasing. People were coming back more into an urban development. They wanted to live downtown. They wanted to have the ability to not only do the events and walk to certain things, but they wanted to have, that's where their life was. They worked downtown. Their kids went to school downtown. They went to events in the evening or whatever it might have been. That was everything centralized. So we've seen that recently with the Lexington development. But we've also seen the struggle for not having enough places to develop new housing. And I know that's something we'll probably talk about later. But those are the things that we've brought back to Lexington. And I think with the mayor's office and some other leaders in the area, they bring those assets back, talk to what people can impact those decisions and made those adjustments.
You know, it was interesting. You mentioned that we travel and see other things. And you also mentioned that our brand is important as we look at other opportunities, attracting folks to come to our community. How do you, as a realtor, how do you define what our brand is here in Central Kentucky?
You know, as a realtor, that's a great question, because we help so many different people that come to Lexington for various reasons. You know, the natural reason is going to be, just because of our horse farm. So we're always impacted by people coming here that are in the horse industry. We have people that come just for our terrain. They love the scenery. They want to drive around and see the horse farms and the rolling hills. They want to come in and enjoy the types of arts and the different events that we have downtown. So when we actually have a client that's relocating in this area, most of the realtors will offer them some type of relocation package. But the benefit of working with realtors in real estate is it's a local thing. Realtors are knowledgeable about what's going on in the area. Mm-hmm. That's why people need to use a professional realtor. And they're the ones that's going to give them the advice and the things. And if they have questions about schools or they were interested where they're going to play ball at some ballparks, they want to be, where the transportation pickups are. That's where the knowledge comes from. And I think that's where we see the branding of Lexington, and that people are coming here for various reasons. It's really unique. When someone will come in town, most realtors will say the same thing. We'll put someone in our car and we'll drive them around. And the first thing we do, we'll take them out to Keeneland, show them what it looks like. We'll drive them out to the horse farm areas. And they're really intrigued that within a 10-minute time frame, once they're outside of the city, how beautiful it is to where they're in the countryside.
Yeah, that's one of the things that that brought me here, too.
Is that right? And we see that comes with a lot of folks. They
that
want...
was 1,000 years ago.
Hey.
In that cave that you were living in. So. But we see that's a lot of the things that we're able to educate our clients on is that there's so much diversity in regards to what Lexington brand and what it has to offer. And I think that's one reason why we see the housing industry and things like that in our area is always vibrant because we have so much to offer.
Had a person on my street sold their house in less than a day. That's the buyer's market we've been talking about. How do we change that around?
Well, that's a great point. And I think the thing that it's not so much we're going to change that because it's just an economic thing. It's the old supply and demand. Mm-hmm. So if we don't have much inventory, then it's going to cause houses to sell quicker because buyers are going to have to be ready to buy. And one of the challenges that we have right there is people need to make sure that they have everything ready to make a decision because there are times in most cases that we see not only across all our counties, but in most areas, homes are selling within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a pent-up demand that most realtors have buyers that they're working with already. And if they catch wind that there is some kind of listing coming up, they're already on it. And sellers are excited about that. But what we also have to educate our sellers on is then they get frustrated because on the buying side, they can't find a home.
Yeah, that's right. You can sell your house pretty quickly and get a good price for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to go somewhere else. And that becomes the difficult part. That happened actually to my sister. They sold their house within 24 hours, and they couldn't find a place to go. They weren't prepared for that. So preparation really is a key. You're right about that, John.
Yeah, I think the other factor we can add to it is that sometimes when we talk to sellers, we try to educate them and let them know when we try to work out a net sheet for them and we're showing, okay, here's the possible net gain you're going to have and the equity you're going to get from your home. And we sometimes have to let them know, you may make a pretty good amount of money here. So what you need to understand is you may have to go off the market for a bit after you sell your home and rent for a few months and get yourself in a position to make an offer quicker because right now making an offer with a contingency doesn't really guarantee that you're going to sell and purchase that home because somebody's going to come along with no contingency and take you away from the offer that you currently have.
Or and all the cash.
That is correct. Cash, right. Cash does work pretty well anymore.
John, right. Tell us what houses are selling. It's a hot market. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of factors in that, of course. But interest rates are beginning to rise a little bit. Tell us if you think that's going to be have any impact. But I'm really interested to know which houses are selling. Are there sectors that are not as hot?
Yeah, we actually look at that data on a monthly basis. And, you know, what we try to do is educate all our realtors to let them know where the impact is. And I actually ran a little report because where we're struggling with right now is the entry-level homes. For those folks that are out there, we have a lot of renters out there that want to have that home ownership opportunity. They're paying $850 a month, and they're educated enough to know that that money's just going away every month. And they want to be able to invest it in a home and know that sometime down the road they can move up to another home, pull some equity out, and grow and have that dream. So I ran some numbers this morning, and just in the $100,000 to $150,000 range, in Fayette County only, there's only 30 houses available to purchase right now. 30 homes. And there are 87 of them that are currently under contract. So as soon as they come on, they're moving. But here's the staggering number that I'll give you. In the last 6 months, 396 homes have sold. So that tells you that a little thing. We don't have much inventory, but when they are available, they're selling really quick. And that's the segment that we really need to get moving, because if we can get those folks to buy the renters to purchase their home, then we actually get the folks that move up into segments. Statistically, we see anything over 500,000 seems to be the ones that are the hardest to sell. And that's just because of inventory. There's just not as many buyers out there that's in that market there. But as prices have increased in the surrounding area, we see that what you get for your home is a little less than what folks were getting 10 years ago. So people are really, you know, setting down and making sure they're getting all the features of their home that they're wanting. And it's causing, you know, some of those older homes or the higher homes to actually stay on the market a little bit more. Townhouses and condos are down a lot. I think we were down statistically 30-something% over last year.
What drives that, do you think?
I think it's just the style of home. There's fewer buyers that's in that segment, and I feel like that those are a niche market. So what we see in the past, a lot of times condos are folks that are either first-time home buyers because they're just wanting to get something started. They're also kind of specialized because we get a lot of students that are coming at the University of Kentucky or Transy or in the area, and their parents will purchase those units, and they'll live there for 3 or 4 years knowing that they can sell that and be able to move forward versus renting something on campus or things like that. It gives them a little different quality of life of having that as well. But it's just the fact that there's less buyers in that market segment for townhouses and condos.
What about millennials? How are they getting into the market? I've heard that good things and bad things, that they're waiting for the home that they want, or what's the deal with them?
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. I think that we've got a challenge with millennials. I think that as realtors, we have to educate them and actually be an advocate for them legislatively to go and try to help them with some of their purchasing. We have a lot of millennials who are coming out of college with burden of
$300,000 worth of debt.
That's exactly right. And so we need to go and make sure we're an advocate for them on their financing and help draft some things that can help change the way that they're getting qualified for their loan. Because right now, as they put that on their debt ratio, they can't qualify for a lot of loans. And they're wanting to purchase. And it's really funny when you talk to some of those folks, they've got great jobs. They're making the money. But it's just the qualification of a loan that allows them to kind of struggle for that sometimes. Now, there's been a few changes, and there's some things out there that will help them out, but we really need to have – and recently we've gone to Frankfurt. We've tried to advocate for that. We're getting ready to go to Washington soon to talk, and that's one of the things we're trying to shoot for is try to put together some type of first-time home buyer packages that these young people can come and purchase a home.
And I've also noticed you talked about some of the older homes. I see on places around Chenoway and things like that, they're doing complete remodels on these houses. Are those to resell them? Because I've seen a lot of them do get resold.
Well, I think what you find out is that's a segment of our business that a lot of people like newer amenities to a home. So a lot of these spirited developers will come in there and they have great vision. They'll come in and they'll take the back end of a house out and add a large family room with some of the features that they can put a large screen TV and have a walkout deck. And then upstairs, a lot of people are putting together where they'll have bathrooms with their own private baths. Wow. And by doing that and adding that square footage, they're able to actually put those features into that home. And ironically, it's allowed those areas, you know, price ranges to come up enough where it supports all those additions that they're doing there. And people are willing to pay that. Now, interest rates are driving that as well, but most people probably in that segment have enough equity or down payment where they can put enough down on those homes and their payments within, you know, something that they can live, you know, live with.
Is this hot market unique to Central Kentucky?
No, it's actually nationwide. We're seeing markets. I think statistically we're seeing that we're probably around 3.5 months worth of inventory, around 4 months. And again, the definition of that, so everyone will know out there, is that if we have 50 homes on the market and we're selling 10 a month, then we've got about 5 months worth of inventory.
Right.
And what we're seeing is that is down from there. And even across the United States, we're seeing that there are actually certain segments that are tighter than that. There's some segments across there that are in 1.5 months worth of inventory. And what that does is it allows, you know, some folks that really are ready to buy, not able to buy because the inventory is just not there.
Well, it's all pretty interesting. I'm fascinated how rapidly the markets can change. However, a lot of factors go into that, John, and I suppose what we would be telling our listeners is you got to pay attention to all of these factors. What are some of those that you think might impact what moves a market one way or the other?
Yeah, I think depending on what their status is at the time, you know, if they're a family with a few children and they're wanting to move. We see a lot of people move during the summer months. So a lot of times inventory will spike up around May. Everybody gets their home ready knowing that the cycle is about 60 days. And we'll see that impact our business. And people strategically try to move when the kids are out of school. Over the last few years, to be honest with you, when we look statistically, we sell a lot of homes every month. So it used to be that everyone thought, well, around the holidays, things will slow down and everyone will decide to take their home off the market. Well, because the inventory level has been low, our advice is that you need to stay on the market because
you're spreading that out.
That's exactly right. So you're 12 months selling homes now, where a lot of folks would think 9.5, 10 months was kind of the cycle. that we would go through, but that's not true anymore.
Other things that become factors, interest rates.
Interest rates is a big thing. We've already seen one hike this year. We've been told probably going to be 2 to 3 more. Historically, though, people need to understand they're still at a great level. Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity for someone to still purchase a home. And you know, ironically, you look at the rates, you know, around 4.5% right now. 4.5%, you know, and even if it got to 7 or 8, that's still a great opportunity. You still at $850 a month for those renters or millennials, you can still get a great home at that interest rate.
And can't you lock in that rate?
You can lock that rate in. Most of the time you have a 60-day lock-in. So depending on what your purchase is, you can actually buy lock-in extensions. A lot of times we see sellers and buyers negotiate that, whereas if the seller knows that they have sold their home or they need more time, then the buyers and sellers will negotiate that out.
Wow. Well, I can show my age here by telling you that when I was first in the home buying market, President Carter was in office, and we were looking at loans and mortgages in the 13, 14, up to 17% range.
That's so, right.
You know, I marvel now that people are concerned that it might be up to 3.5%, 4.5%. In my view, I remember that this is an anecdote that probably nobody cares about. Skip, you can cut this out if you want to. But I remember having a conversation with my dad back in the mid-70s. And I remember having said, because interest rates were so high, that if the Lord came down that day and said, Alan, for the rest of your life, you're going to pay 9% on all the money you ever borrow, I'd have taken that deal in a heartbeat.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Let's talk about some of the other things that have the wave on home buying and things. What about the urban service boundary?
Yeah, obviously that's been a hot topic here recently, and I think that you know, Lexington Bluegrass Association Realtors takes the stance that we support planned growth. We want to make sure that the policies in Fayette County encourage and sustain economic development. We've got a strong employment base, our community signature, quality of life, and diverse stock of housing at all price levels. We need to make sure that we keep that in consideration. But we do want to make sure that we have the opportunity to grow and give us the places we need to build.
And yet our leadership in government is telling us that we have those opportunities now without an expansion of the urban services boundary. And we should remember that that's just Fayette County.
That's correct.
That there are many, many other opportunities in all the surrounding counties and communities. But infill is what we're being asked to do. As builders and as realtors, and understanding that, as you said earlier in this conversation, there's a real demand for being in the downtown matrix and close to transportation and other amenities.
Yeah, there's evidence that shows, you know, that if zero growth is still the policy, it's just not going to meet our need for housing. As we've talked earlier, you know, we're bringing new companies into this area who are going to be driving new employees that are going to need to find homes in this area. And the thing that we've seen statistically is we're seeing a lot of the purchases going outside of Fayette County, but then they're driving back into Fayette County to work.
Bedroom communities.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have to work together to make sure that we keep those strategies there. We can't be one side or the other. So there's got to be a balance in regards to having, you know, development, but also keep what Lexington is all about.
Mm-hmm. I think we all agree with that. Yep. We're looking to make this community the great American city, as our mayor says. Listen, John, this has been really fascinating. I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us. Skip?
I'm putting my my house on the market tomorrow.
I know a good realtor.
Yeah. I bet we can find a realtor for
you. I bet
you
could.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity at Lexington Bluegrass Association Realtors and letting us be involved with this conversation.
That's John Groff, the president of the Lexington Bluegrass Association of Realtors. And this has been Local Matters, a podcast about everything in Lexington and Central Kentucky. Thanks, Alan, for being with us.
You bet.
And we'll see you the next time.
You've been listening to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky. Brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime. The views expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of LM Communications Broadcast Media Group affiliates or sponsors.